You're listening to SBS News.
Joanna Velasquez never imagined she'd be lining up for free food. But after losing her casual job in retail, that's exactly where the international student from Colombia finds herself. Joanna's been in Australia for 3 years, and since the pandemic hit, she's found it difficult to pay for basic living costs.
Because we don't have work at the moment, and we need to pay everything as well, studies and rent, normal life, but without job.
Joanna is studying information technology support, which costs almost $5,000 a semester. The course moved online, but when she asked for a discount, she was refused.
As well, it's all the time online, so the quality at the moment is less, and we must pay normal.
So you pay the same amount?
The same amount.
The problem with a lack of hands-on teaching is even more apparent in more practical courses such as hairdressing and physiotherapy. Lawyer Nick Hanna has been inundated with requests for help.
A large number of the colleges were in breach of their contracts and likely in breach of the Australian Consumer Law and the relevant national standards for education providers.
He provided a template letter for students requesting fee reductions, but most were rejected until his law firm became involved.
I sent correspondence from my law firm to some of these education providers, and thankfully in those cases we did see the colleges back down, but it's unfortunate that it took them to receive correspondence from a lawyer to actually abide by the law and provide students with the flexibility that they were otherwise entitled to.
Nick Hanna says some education providers fail to service their students' needs.
They are there to provide a service to human beings, and these are human beings who were facing extreme financial difficulty due to factors that were completely outside of their control. And the students were entitled to receive a quality education. That's what they paid a lot of money for. And if that can't be provided, then I think the very least that these colleges should have done is provide some flexibility and reduce their fees.
Phil Honeywood from the International Education Association of Australia says while there's no doubt face-to-face teaching is best, education providers are also hurting economically.
A one-off infrastructure technology hit for many education providers, and their ability to then offer large discounts, given they're still paying for teaching staff, plus the online teaching platforms, has been compromised as well.
For Australian universities, overseas student fees have been the largest source of revenue growth in recent years. The industry supports 250,000 Australian jobs and is the country's third largest export at more than $38 billion every year, behind iron ore and coal. But right now, some international students are forced to rely on charity to survive. The Addison Road Community Organisation in Sydney has had to increase its food security program, which offers discounted and free food to the needy. Lately, CEO Rosanna Barbero says it's seen a huge increase in international students.
We're seeing a new cohort. We're seeing a cohort that's never relied on any form of aid or support or assistance. In fact, the opposite. We're now working with a cohort of students who come here to study and to work and to contribute to building this nation and generating enormous wealth.
She says they deserve support.
I'd like people to remember that a lot of these students, they are the ones that will be the cleaners in hospitals. They will be the carers of our elderly. They are the carers of our children. So we need to ensure that we treat them with humanity.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.